Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. And we begin at the very top of the Amud. We're still in Siman Nun Hei, learning about the halachos of Kaddish. And we're talking here about some interesting halachos regarding when is a person bar mitzvah. And the Mechaber begins in Sif Yud. Im nar echod nolad b'chof tesli ador rishon, mishonam uberes. If a child is born on the 29th day of Adar Rishon in a leap year. Leap year, of course, has an Adar Rishon and another Sheni. And in his friend, the Nar Echad, a different child, Nolad bi Adar Sheni, bi Echad Bo. And his friend is born on the first day of Adar Sheni. So the second child is born after the first child. However, in the Bar Mitzvah year, Ushnas Yud Gimel Einu Aberes, we're talking where the 13th year is not a leap year. So now there's only one Adar. So you have one child, his birthday is the 29th of Adar. The other child who was born later, his birthday is the 1st of Adar. So paradoxically, the Mechaber tells us, Oso Shenolad B'chof Tesla Adar HaRishon, that child that was born first, who was born on the 29th of Adar Rishon in their birth year, which was a leap year, Tzorich Lahamtin Ad Chof Tesla Adar Bishnas Yud Gimel Yos Ben Yud Gimel Shana. He has to wait till he's bar mitzvah, till the 29th day of the month of Adar. There's only one month of Adar we're talking about in their birth, in their bar mitzvah year. Whereas, va'oso shenolad achra, the child that was born afterwards, the echod bi'adar hasheni, who was born on the first day of Adar Sheni in the year that they were born, will actually become bar mitzvah first. Yeh ben yud gimel shana, kiven shehigia echod ba'adar shel shenas yud gimel. So you have a paradox here. The child that is born later is born 2 days after the first child is born. The first child, again, is born the 29th of Adar Rishon. The second child is born, again, unrelated. We're not talking about twins. Another child is born on the first day of Adar Sheni. So in the birth year, child A, we'll call Reuven, is 2 days older than child B, we'll call Shimon. But in the Bar Mitzvah year, which is not a leap year, you have the paradox that child B, Shimon, is Bar Mitzvah on Adar Aleph, the first day of the month of Adar. There's only one Adar in the Bar Mitzvah year. And the second child, the first child born, called Reuven, he's going to be Bar Mitzvah 29 days later. So you actually have the paradox that the child that is born 2 days later is Bar Mitzvah 29 days before his older friend. This is what the Mechaber tells us. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Mem Gimel. That din, which we just said, is true when you have them born in a leap year and bar mitzvah in a non-leap year. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol im bishnas yud gimel hayah gam kein ibur, if the 13th year, the bar mitzvah year, is also a leap year. So now, as bevadai, hayinu omrim hanolad barishon, ye bar mitzvah be'odar rishon, vasheni be'odar sheni. So then the child that is born first will be have his bar mitzvah in other Aleph, the first month of Adar. And the child that's born second will have his bar mitzvah in Adar Sheni, in the second month of Adar. So here, their birth order is also their bar mitzvah order. Now, this seems obvious, but the Mishnah Berurah says this is the Haskamas Achronim, this is the majority opinion of the Achronim, Delo Kim Magen Avraham, not like the opinion of the Magen Avraham. So the Be'er Heitev brings down this Magen Avraham in the Be'er Heitev Siv Katan Yud Aleph. He writes, Kosav Magen Avraham, Lav Dafka, when the Mishnah Berurah over here says that there's a difference between whether the Bar Mitzvah year is a leap year, or the Bar Mitzvah year is a regular year with only one Adar, the Magen Avraham doesn't hold such a distinction. Elohu Adin, the Magen Avraham says, in their Bar Mitzvah year, it doesn't make any difference whether there's one Adar or two Adars. Hu Adin im Shnas Yud Gimel Moberes or not. Oso Shenolad Bi'odar Rishon, Naseh Bar Mitzvah Bi'odar Hasheni, Kamo Shekosu B'Hagah. He bases this din, a strange din, that everybody's always bar mitzvah in the second order. Whether you're born in the first order or the second order, you go by your bar mitzvah by the second order. And he says this is based upon the Ramah, which we haven't yet read, but which we'll read momentarily. That's what the Be'er Heitev quotes in Magen Avraham. And then the Be'er Heitev goes strongly against this Magen Avraham. He says, V'lo iyein b'mekor ha'din. He says, the Magen Avraham has made a mistake over here. Because if you're basing it on the Ramah, he says the Ramah is based upon a Truvus Mari Mintz. And the Be'er Heitev goes to an Arichas to explain why the Magen Avraham has actually made a mistake and misunderstood what the Ramah meant, because he didn't look at the primary source, which is the Mari Mintz. He only looked at what the Ramah said. And he concludes, the Chein HaMinok Pashut, like the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Bali Horo, all the other poskim agree And Halacha Lamaisa, he says, Rav David Oppenheim Zatzal also agrees, Delokia Mogen Avram, that the Mogen Avram is incorrect. And the simple Halacha brings down the Ar Zarua and the Pri Chadash, and many others also hold, and this is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Haskama Sahachronim, that only if they're both born in a leap year and Bar Mitzvah in a leap year, do you follow the birth order. But if the Bar Mitzvah year is not a leap year, then you follow the paradox that we've outlined. But not like the Mogen Avraham that says you always have this paradox no matter what the Bar Mitzvah year is. I hope this was clear. It's very interesting. The issue footnotes 56 and 57 bring down a whole bunch of other interesting scenarios of the calendar when somebody's born on certain days within their next year for a yard site, for example, or for a bar mitzvah, when that date's not applicable. For example, a two-day Rosh Chodesh, if you're born on it, and then in the year that you're talking about, the bar mitzvah year, or in the next year for a yard site, it's not a two-day Rosh Chodesh. This can be for both the months of Cheshvan and Kislev. The other months have set patterns. So there are a lot of very interesting ramifications. We don't have the time to go through it. Ayin Shom and Dirshu footnotes 56 and 57. Now let us continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Mem Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is so obvious, the din that the Mechaber brought down, that if there's only one Adar, that of course the child born on the first of Adar Sheni will now have his Bar Mitzvah on the first of the one Adar in the Bar Mitzvah year, and the child born on the 29th of Adar Rishon in his birth year will have his Bar Mitzvah on the 29th of Adar, which is only one Adar in his Bar Mitzvah year. That's obvious. So Mishnah Berurah says, D'mal Dutema, no, it's not so obvious. You might have said, She'yichoshev ha'adar Rishon she'nolad bo b'mkom Shvat. You might have said that Adar Rishon, when it's not there, there's only one Adar, so then the other Rishon that he's born in, we view as Shvat, and not as the Adar in his Bar Mitzvah year. You might have thought that the child who's born in a leap year, who's born on the 29th of Adar Rishon, in his Bar Mitzvah year, if there's only one Adar, you might have thought his Bar Mitzvah is the 29th of the day of Shvat. The Mishnah says that's not how we do. Now we get to the Ramah's Hagah, that according to the Ber Hetev, misled the Mogen Avram to say his Shita. The Ramah says, Umi shenolad bi'odor, if somebody's born in a Poshet year, a single year, v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shnaso ibor, and he's born in Adar in a year that only has one Adar, but his bar mitzvah is in a year that there are two Adars, so the kid is born on the 5th of Adar, let's say. So what should be his bar mitzvah? The first month of Adar in his bar mitzvah year, and he's bar mitzvah on Hey Adar Rishon, or is he bar mitzvah on Hey Adar Sheni? So the Ramah says, in this situation, Eino Nasa Bar Mitzvah Ad Adar Hasheni. A person doesn't become Bar Mitzvah until the second month of Adar, and he brings this Raya from the Tshuvas Marimins that we mentioned before in the Ber Hetev. The Mishnah Berurah adds, Afal Gav Dikvar Kosaf HaMechaber in Sif Tes Dechodesh HaIbor Bichlal, even though we've already mentioned in yesterday's shir that the Mechaber says in order for a kid to be Bar Mitzvah, if he's Bar Mitzvah in a leap year, you have to wait till the entire leap year is done. You don't stop in the middle of the leap year and say 12 months. You might have thought that this only applies for all the other months. You might have thought, Eino Nasa Bar Mitzvah Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. However, Avol Nolod B'Rosh Chodesh Adar, you might have said, Hava Mina Denasa Bar Mitzvah B'Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. That's why the Chiddush is, Kamash Malon, the Adar Rishon, Lo Nikra Adar, El Chodesh or Ibor Mikre. The Chiddush over here is that the first month of Adar in the leap year, that is his Bar Mitzvah year, we don't consider that first month of Adar really Adar. That's the extra month. That's the Ibor month. And therefore, Shari Ein Korin Es HaMegillah B'Adar Rishon. The proof is because Adar Rishon doesn't have all the dinim for Purim. Ba'anan Ba'inon Yud Gimu Shonim Shleimim. And we require 13 complete years, plus then the start of the next day, the 14th year, for a person to be Bar Mitzvah. So therefore, that explains this din. The Mishnah Berurah then continues. Mishnah Nolad B'Yom Rishon B'Rosh Kislev. Somebody's born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. In a year, v'hayu or shnei yom in Rosh Chodesh, you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, meaning the 30th day of Cheshvan is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and then the second day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev is the first day of Kislev. U'bishnas Yud Gimel, in the Bar Mitzvah year, v'hayu Cheshvan Choser. In the Bar Mitzvah year, there's only one day of Rosh Chodesh. There's only 29 days of Cheshvan. V'kislev enu el yom echod Rosh Chodesh. There's only one day of Rosh Chodesh, Aleph Kislev. So this child was born on Lamed Cheshvan. So when is his Bar Mitzvah? So Afal Bikain Einu Nasa Bar Mitzvah Ad Rosh Chodesh Kislev. You still have to wait to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. You don't say he's Bar Mitzvah on the 29th day of Cheshvan. Or Misha Nolad Bar Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Somebody is born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev in a non-leap year. V'lo Yorak Yom Echad Rosh Chodesh. It was only a single day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev in that year. I said before, a leap year, I meant the month of Kislev only had one day of Rosh Chodesh. So in this situation, Uvishnas Yugim Oyoshnei Yom Rosh Chodesh, in the Bar Mitzvah year, it has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So the kid who's born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev in a one-day Rosh Chodesh year. And in his Bar Mitzvah year, there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So which days is Bar Mitzvah? The first or the second day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Naaseh Bar Mitzvah B'yom Rishon de Rosh Chodesh. He becomes the Bar Mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is not Aleph Kislev, but is actually Lamed Cheshvan. Again, Deir Shu footnote 57 has many more such interesting paradoxes, Ayin Shom. The Mechaber continues in Sif Yud Aleph. Avaryon, She'avar Agzeres HaTzibur, O She'avar Avera, a sinner who has gone against what the gzeru of the tzibur was, some takana that the tzibur had set up, or he does other averos, unless they put him in excommunication. In lo nidu, if he wasn't excommunicated, nimne l'minyan asar, he does count for a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Memvav writes, kosav aprimagodim, davka avera sh'over l'tayovon. When we're talking here about a sinner who did his sins because he just couldn't control his desires, l'tayovon. If somebody is a tzilahachesnik, he goes just to anger God. He has no interest in eating the cheeseburger, but he's doing it just to get God upset, kaviyochol. Even if it's only a one-time event. Or he's a sinner in regards to Avodah Zarah. Or Oluchal Shabbos Bavehesya, or he's a public desecrator of Shabbos. In these situations, Dino Ka'akum Ve'inu Mitzdarev. In this halacha, he's not able to be counted for a minion. He is no better off than a non-Jewish person in terms of his ability to count towards a minion. The issue footnote 58 brings down a very important discussion as to nowadays how do we view a Mechal Shabbos. He brings down the Chazon Ish that such sinners are considered tinok shenishbu. They're considered like children that were raised in a captive house. In other words, they weren't raised in a frum house, and therefore they don't have the din of being a mumer, an apostate who doesn't count towards a minyan. Similarly, the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal writes, if he comes such a person to daven, yesh mokum lahatir l'tzor from l'chol dover shebikdusha. We can't count such a person towards a minyan. However, he brings down the Shelus Achuvus Or Letzion, who says you can't count such a person for a minion, and this is the opinion as well of Rav Yashiv. The Shevet HaLevi Zatzal writes similarly that if somebody married a non-Jewish woman, Ein Letzor for a minion, he also can't be included in the minion, and he says that this is also the opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiz Zatzal, Lin Yemish and also Nochris, She'ein Letzor for a minion. You can't include somebody who's married a non-Jewish woman to be part of a minion. There is no heter over here of Tino Shenishba. And these people are treated actually more stringently than a Mechal Shabbos, because most Jewish people who might be Mechal Shabbos still don't marry a non-Jewish woman. Finally, he brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says that B'Shas HaDchak, since it's such a common event, unfortunately, that people are Mechal Shabbos nowadays, and they really don't know differently, they don't know better, so then B'Shas HaDchak, one can count them towards a minyan. Even if they're aware that there's this din of Shabbos, they still don't really think that it's a din. They just think it's a chumra, so to say, that frum people observe. So b'shas adchak, yesh lohokel. He also brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion that if the sinner would be embarrassed to be mechal Shabbos in front of a great person, so then that also is considered like he's no longer mechal Shabbos b'fahesya. That's called mechal Shabbos b'tzina, and such a person does count for a minion. And finally, people that truly don't know anything about Shabbos, for example, he brings down immigrants from Russia who were oppressed and really didn't know anything about Shabbos, they truly are tinokos shenishbu, and they would be able to be counted for a minyan, and such is the opinion of Rav Sternbuch Shlita as well. Sivkot Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah states that if they did not put him into Cherim, then he can't count towards a minyan, and he says, this is true, afilu aveir shechayvel of bisa, even if it's a very serious sin, a capital crime. And the reason is because Achan, who took from the booty of Yericho, was called Chota Yisrael. Afal pi shechota Yisrael hu ubekudushase koi. Even though he's a sinner, and he ultimately had a capital punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, he still is called a Yisrael. He remains in his status of being a kosher person. What about the Karoyim? The Kas Hanikro Karoyim, the Karaites? Einam etzdarav lasara. They don't count for a minion because einam modim b'torah shebal peh, because they don't believe in the Torah shebal peh, in the oral Torah. V'chol mishu kofer b'torah shebal peh, and anybody that doesn't believe in the oral Torah, Eino mitzdarif l'chol dover shebekdusha can unfortunately not be counted towards a minyan, anything that requires a kashura 10 people. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, Menuda, person who's excommunicated, Ein mitzdarif and oso, you can't mitzarif him with the tzibur l'chol dover shetzorach asorah, for anything that requires a minyan. However, but you're allowed to daven in a shul that he's present physically in, unless the tzibur has made an announcement that he is not allowed to be included even in the building, and therefore then you're following the gzera of the tzibur when they excommunicated him, and therefore under these circumstances you can't daven there. And finally, Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Tzorech Shiyu Kol Ha'asar B'Mokum Echad U'Shliach Tzibur Imohem. This is a very important din that has a lot of practical ramifications to it. That when you have the 10 people, they all must be in the same building, and actually we'll see in the same room, B'Mokum Echad, and the Shliach Tzibur Imohem has to be amongst them. Now, once you already have the 10, then you can have people in another room, as long as they can hear and see you, they can also count towards the minyan, or participate in the minyan. But in order to have a minyan, you need to have 10 bar mitzvah age people in the same room. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Memches, afilu me'enon ro'en elu se'el, even if they can't see each other, kivan shehem bevayis echad, as long as they're under the same roof, they're in one house, they can count together. However, avilu miktsosum b'cheder zeh, u'miktsosum b'cheder acher, but if they're in two separate rooms of a house, ena mitzdarfen, then they can't count. Afal pi she'pesach pasuch b'neim, even though there's an open pathway between them. So this unfortunately could happen in the Beis Avel. You can have some people in a dining room, let's say, and then there's a separation to the living room or any other circumstance like that in a shul that has two adjacent rooms that are open to each other, but they are separate rooms. Mishum de ein sham piritza. This isn't called a breach in the wall. Ha-pesach gufo ki-mechitza chashuva. The doorway is considered a mechitza, even though it's open. And we consider this as two houses. Two rooms are two houses. And this is true even if there is no door in between them. It's two separate areas. If they can't see each other, they can't be included together. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, even if they can see each other, they can't be mitzdarf together. Dishu footnote 61 brings down the Bir Halacha, who says l'chatchila yosetov l'hachmir zeh. We should ideally be machmir to have the people all in the same physical room and not even in another room like a dining room and a living room that's separated by an open area. But as long as there is some wall, so to say, separating between them, some indentation into the room, so then it's considered two separate rooms. The Mishnah Berurah paskins in Sif Katan and Zayin. That under extenuating circumstances you can be mako, but l'chatrila one should not. This concludes today's shir.